Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were guides, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Lies, feline, with a death wish. Be right, didn't have no name on a guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
After watching the games last night, the NFL games, it's a really bad year for your team to be non-competitive. Who's good? The Bills are questioning themselves. Sean McDermott after the game said the bye week comes at a good time because we got to reevaluate things. We got to reset. I do think it's quite funny that the Commanders lost, not in a more ridiculous way than the Bears did when they played the Commanders last year, but to fumble an exchange from quarterback to running back to set up the game-winning drive for the Bears after what happened last year. I guess you would call it the Fail Mary that the Bears couldn't knock down. I think it's a little poetic that they found a way in the rain with Jake Moody, who had been discarded by the 49ers. And Kyle Shanahan, when asked about why he had to get rid of Jake Moody, he was like, look, he doesn't have confidence. I mean, we don't really have confidence in him. I mean, if it was a pretty easy decision. It wasn't going to work out here. And Jake Moody, his first day on the active roster, after getting a kick block earlier, knocks one through to give the Bears a win. Kind of cathartic. We have someone in our group chat, Sean, in our CFB 26 group chat, who's a Bears fan, and he entered the chat, the wrong chat, actually, according to him. He said, I hate the Bears, or something like that, and he said, wrong chat, because I imagine he was going through it with his Bears buddies. I'm talking about Joe George. And he got a win last night. I imagine that was kind of cathartic for Bears fans. They get a win, they're above 500, and there's some hope there with the new head coach, Ben Johnson.
Yeah, and the Commanders lost it in a very Bears way. Like, that's the way the Bears lose a Monday Night Football
that's
game.
That's true. At worst, if they don't botch that quarterback to running back exchange, at least they're trying to run the ball, kill clock. At least they punt the ball deep, and the Bears have a long way to go, and maybe they hold them off in the rain. Instead, they give them a short field. DeAndre Swift had a big run. As Ben Johnson tested the outside of that Commanders defense, got Swift loose on the outside, got a first down on like a second and 12 or 13 or whatever it was, and it led to the game-winning kick by Jake Moody. So the Bears get the win. The Falcons beat the Bills in a game where Josh Allen, rarely for him now, it used to be a thing where he would, over the course of a certain time span, lead the league in turnovers. That's now transitioned to Trevor Lawrence, I'm sure. With Tua's start to the year with his 7 interceptions and fumble, I'm sure he's right there with them as far as since 2021, the guy's turned the ball over the most. That used to be a Josh Allen thing. It's not so much anymore, but he did have the two picks and the Bills go down. So they're 4-2, and they don't have first place anymore because they lost to Buffalo earlier in the year, just in their last game before this one. So the New England Patriots, they lost to New England. So New England now, first place in AFC East. And I was thinking about this as we look at the league as a whole right now. Are you prepared for the possibility of the mea culpa Super Bowl where Daniel Jones is playing Baker Mayfield and everyone who had a bad thing to say about them both will ignore all the bad things they said?
Yeah. And that's after the Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold NFC Championship game.
It could be Sam Darnold or Baker. Either way, whichever one winds up on the other side of Daniel Jones, it'll be
for the whoops.
It'll be awful announcing's defining moment.
Oh.
Not awful announcing. Cold maybe takes, them too. Cold takes exposed.
Yeah.
Old takes exposed. Whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Their defining moment where they pull everyone who had a bad thing to say.
It'd just be everybody.
Everyone. No one escapes what could happen. No one's going to escape it if that happens.
Baker, I feel like of those three, of Darnold, Jones, and Mayfield, Baker's the one that got, picked on the least. Because I feel like everyone was at least
he played in Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah, he got screwed over in Cleveland.
Yeah,
and then he bounced around. But no one was like, this guy sucks. wasn't a real thing.
I'm sure the word bust was used.
Yeah. But
as the number one overall pick.
Darnold had 2 years of starting where people were just like, this guy sucks.
The man had a memeable moment where I'm seeing ghosts.
And had the out indefinitely mononucleosis graphic.
Yeah. That was a thing.
And then Daniel Jones, until 6 weeks ago, people were like, this guy sucks.
And people were people because they love traits, and they were talking about what's the Colts' best, what's their ceiling with Daniel Jones as compared to Anthony Richardson. That was some of the quarterback debate. They can't give up on Anthony Richardson because we know what the ceiling with Daniel Jones is, and we think if they can get Anthony Richardson right, then the Colts can be pretty good maybe. They got some weapons. We like throw a line, and it turns out they were very right to bring Daniel Jones in.
Yeah.
And because Anthony Richardson can't make it through a pregame warm-up without breaking a bone near his eye because he got hit with one of those bands. Well, he hit himself with one of the bands. It's not like someone threw it at him. He was doing the stretching stuff and hit himself in the eye.
That's tough.
So, yes.
Happens to the best of them.
Not really. Not at all, actually. It was a tough day for pregame stuff at that game.
For the Colts? Yeah.
It was tough.
The guy got diagnosed with a concussion.
Yeah, we thought the biggest news, the fact that Kyler wasn't going to play. It was Jacoby Brissett's day, who almost led them to a win in Indianapolis. It turned out the Colts were hurting themselves before the game and still found a way to win as they get to 5-1. So I'm just getting ahead of it now. I've already labeled it the mea culpa Super Bowl. I don't know that anyone is going to acknowledge all the ripping they did of the potential quarterbacks in it, whether it be Sam Darnold or Baker or Daniel Jones. I don't think there's another one in the AFC. I would like another one in the AFC
In
case Daniel Jones doesn't make it.
I was trying to think of it. It would be, it might be Trevor Lawrence. It might just be in the AFC South.
Yeah, if there's an AFC South quarterback that makes a Super Bowl that isn't C.J. Stroud this year,
God.
If it's one of those two. I don't know that I've talked a lot about Daniel Jones, because why would I? I've talked plenty about Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, but the thing is with Daniel Jones, I'm not sure how much I talked about
him.
But I feel, I wasn't away from consensus on this guy isn't good.
Yeah, I would be one of those who would say, I didn't disagree with anything that was said.
He sucks.
So right now, he has performed in a way that is surprising to most.
And those three are probably top five MVP candidates so far.
They could. Well, Sam Darnold probably gets Sam Darnold gets removed from the comeback player of the year. Daniel Jones looks like he has that one in the bag as long as this keeps going the way it's going. But yes, those three. Right in the race.
Yeah. And Baker, is he the favorite to win MVP right now? He might be.
And, another guy who's, if it keeps going the way it's going, I've spent plenty of time not believing in Drake May. And as he leads, at least he's a quarterback of the team who currently leads the AFC East. I don't think that'll be the way it goes at the end of the year. I think the Bills will be fine. But at the moment, they don't own the tiebreaker because the Patriots went into Buffalo and won a game.
And the Patriots' schedule is like Conference USA schedule.
Yeah, because like of where they finished last year.
I'm pretty sure they play Louisiana Tech at some point.
Louisiana Tech's like, why us? Why you say FB for? You could have used anyone. Why us?
The funniest one.
Yeah. You go through their schedule. They got the Titans, the Browns, the Falcons. Pretty good. They got the Bucks as well.
Yeah, Louisiana Tech in Ruston, though.
They do have a Bills game, but that Ravens game, well, Lamar probably will be back by then, but what will the Ravens be playing for? It's very late in the year. So the schedule sets up, much like a last-place schedule would, one that has them probably at 7-1 before they host the Falcons. And the Falcons, we see, are pretty live as they beat the Bills last night. Your guy, Bijan, or is it back to Bijan? I don't know what it is.
He said,
now. Either way,
whatever.
He goes,
my
hey,
mom calls me Bijan.
But if you
want to
call me Bijan,
whatever.
You can. He had a big night, career high in rushing yards. As the Bills' rush defense has been kind of terrible all year long. We know the Ravens ran all over them. The Patriots were effective enough to be balanced. The Dolphins ran on them, and now we got the Falcons doing it as well. You have the numbers for the MVP?
Yeah, this is a criminal offense.
Is Patrick Mahomes still the leader?
Yes, Patrick Mahomes plus 185, Josh Allen plus 300. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, the guy you watched last night, second in MVP. And Baker Mayfield, third. So, it's not terrible, but
it's not surprising because...
And he's at 350.
I mean,
so it's close with him and Josh Allen.
I mean, imagine they would expect that the Bills and Chiefs will be fine. Yeah. And, of course, if they are fine, those two guys will be the reason why.
Yeah, when you said this is setting up for the Redemption Super Bowl and, like, what a year to not be in it, and especially in the AFC, I was thinking, like, actually this is kind of just setting up for the Chiefs to make the Super Bowl again. This is just, it feels like it's going to happen where it's like, oh, it'll just be the Chiefs again. It'll be a Chiefs team that we're all pretty like meh on. Although they've looked better the last couple weeks and now they're getting Rashee Rice back. So maybe they're a little bit better than especially last year's team, which was almost like a parody of what we thought of the post Tyreek Hill Chiefs. But looking around the AFC, I mean, it might just be the Chiefs again, guys.
Will they have a home? Will they have a home road through the playoffs? Maybe not. I mean, there's no.
Didn't matter 2 years ago.
I know
against way better teams.
Yeah, it does. It does feel like it's playing out where
it's just like, oh, they have to go to, it's not the RCA Dome, whatever. They have to go to Indy to play Daniel Jones.
Is it still Lucas Oil?
Lucas Oil. That's what it is. They have to go to Lucas Oil to play Daniel Jones. And you're like, oh, yeah, I guess it is just going to be the Chiefs.
Here's the setup. For whatever reason, the Patriots, because, well, the reason would be their soft schedule.
Oh.
They go to New England in the wild card round and beat them.
Okay.
And then the Chargers win a wild card game. So they get to go to L.A.
This is ridiculous.
Then they get to go to L.A., and then they get to go to Indianapolis. So their one bad weather game, which they wouldn't be bothered by anyway, is against a second-year quarterback who's never played in the playoffs before and a team that probably is over their skis in the Patriots. And then they would waltz through the rest. That's kind of how – even because we would set up the toughest road the Chiefs have ever had to face because they have to go on the road three times.
Okay. People would do that. I wouldn't because I'd be like, they went to Baltimore to have to build in
and
the AFC title
and Buffalo.
And at Buffalo.
But they never had to start on the road in the playoffs before.
Okay, so it's the extra extra indoor home game that they get. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess in that scenario, the Broncos are winning the AFC West.
Or the Chargers.
Or the Chargers, okay.
Yeah, because either
That's
way.
That's where you lost me.
Because I got the Colts as a one seed.
Yeah, so, no, just the Chargers winning the AFC West. I'm a little
I'm just
dubious of.
I just got it set up where
they have to play and they get to play inside.
They get to play inside
With the what?
With a home
65%.
It'll be a home. Yeah, it'll be a home game. Yeah, and then they gotta go knock off Daniel Jones
Taylor Swift's like, damn, I should have performed the Super Bowl. What the hell?
She's got bigger things to worry about.
I like the idea that you watched the first 3 weeks of the Chiefs season and was like, nope, not doing the Super Bowl. Nope, they're not going to be there. Not doing it.
She doesn't want to be on stage while her husband's not in the locker room. Actually, he would get to watch. But as opposed to being
there. What was the kicker that did that a few years ago?
Who came out and watched?
Yeah.
Was it Butker?
Nah. No.
I don't remember who it was. I know what you're talking about, though. But either way. Get ready, everyone. I got my eye squarely set on Mea Culpa Bowl until Patrick Mahomes ruins it all, because that's what he does. Speaking of other things that are ruined, the MLB playoffs are ruined. Like, what's happening now, and we'll talk about it on the other side, we've got a crash course Mariners, Dodgers in the World Series, and this is the reason why the Astros need to get together. We'll talk about that when we come back, because when they're not contenders, we've seen the results.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Evil wins.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Evan McPherson, by the way, was the kicker.
Oh, yeah.
Who watched the Dre.
Oh, the Bengals guy?
Yeah.
Who's kind of fallen off since he had his moment a couple
seasons ago. I feel like this was the peak, was him at the Super Bowl watching it. It was a big, like, look at me, dude. I'll just watch the halftime show. I don't need to be in the locker room for that.
Don't you want to be in with the team in the biggest game of your life?
Why? Dre and Snoop.
Okay.
And Mary J. Blige. And Eminem.
Everyone who was in their prime before you could maybe talk?
Hey, listen. Kendrick Lamar also did like a song and a half.
Okay. And he had to see it.
Yeah, had to.
All right.
And then they lost the Super Bowl. And
well, at least like it wasn't his fault. It would have been really bad for him if the Bengals drove down.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the score was. If they had to score a touchdown or a field goal, maybe just a field goal. And until Aaron Donald wrecked it. It would be really bad if Aaron Donald got blocked on occasion and he had a chance to win the game and he didn't, because he was distracted by all the music he had to watch at halftime. Either way, we'll get to some of the Astro stuff and why them being contenders is very important. We'll talk about that when we come back. But first, I want to talk to you about Monument Chevrolet. I like talking about these guys partly because I've met them and they're good people. They had representation at the listener appreciation party, and they were wowed by the reception, everyone showing up, and they understand customer service. And in some ways, we do that here, and they'll do it for you, too, if you head on out there. They're in Pasadena off of Beltway 8 and 225, and once you get out on the lot, you're going to see all the great vehicles, and you get to make your choice. But before you do that, if you just want to see what's available, go to monumentchevrolet.com and look at all the deals and the vehicles that are there. They extended truck month into October, so if you're looking for a Silverado 1500, those are there for you. And also, this week, the focus is on their EV vehicles. So if you want something a little different, maybe you've never had an EV vehicle before, you've heard great things about them, you can get a great one at Monument Chevrolet, whether it be the Equinox, which has that spacious interior, that clean, modern design, or maybe you want to go with the EV Blazers. It's got that speedy, sporty styling. Whatever you want, it's there for you. So see the price you want on the website, then head on out there and get the car you want in person. Monument Chevrolet is a website in Pasadena MonumentChevrolet.com is a website in Pasadena off of Beltway 8 and 225. Great cars, great people, great service. You're going to have a good time or a great time and get a great car at Monument Chevrolet. And as always, Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ESPN 97.5.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
So we need the Astros to be contenders again, because if not, we got to deal with, I wish an asteroid would hit this World Series for the second year in a row. And we got to have a conversation, or at least someone needs to teach Bryce Tarang. Sometimes the moment calls for, sure, it's dishonorable. And we love an honorable hooper here, but you play baseball. So if you want to get hit by a baseball to tie the game, do it. If you missed it, the the Brewers, who weren't doing a lot, as evidenced by their one run through 8 2/3 innings, had the bases loaded. 1-2 count, and I think it was a changeup that was thrown by what? And Bryce Durang standing there, knowing, I imagine, he probably didn't know he was overmatched, but he should have. And he got given a gift. All he had to do was not move, not even lean in, not move.
Yeah.
And he gets hit with the baseball, and that ties the game. And it's 2-2 with the bases still loaded. And who knows what that does to the pitcher if he has given up the game tying hit by pitch. Instead, Terang does the thing that his manager called natural. Pat Murphy said it was natural to try to avoid it. And he strikes out on the next pitch. And the Dodgers take game one of their series against the Brewers. You got to find a way to get hit by Blake Treinen.
You do. You just got to eat that one.
Yeah. You got to find it. Look, you can gussy it up. We were talking about it during the break. Like Craig Biggio, didn't make it obvious he was leaning into a pitch.
Yeah.
He just
kind of turned.
And put more of his body in the way of the pitch. And everyone's like, okay, go to first. Craig, that's cool. You got to be dishonorable there.
Yeah. I think that's a by any means necessary situation. That's a lie, cheat, steal. Whatever gets the job done.
Treinen was giving you an opportunity to tie that game.
Yeah.
And at worst, it goes to extra innings. And instead, you allowed, I guess your natural instinct. And he talked about it afterwards. Yeah, when I got in the dugout, I thought to myself, I should have got hit. I should have let that thing hit me. Too late for that.
Yeah.
The real champions are the ones to know when to do it at the time, not after it.
Yeah.
And now we got to deal with the Dodgers.
Got to have that dog in you.
No, you got to have the... I was going to say a different word. You got to have whatever you have in you to get hit by the baseball.
Yeah.
Be dishonorable. Get hit, tie the game, and hopefully you got a chance to win it.
Cam Scatabo would have lowered his head to try to get hit in the head with that.
That guy. I hope he has a long, illustrious career. I don't put my money on it, though. He plays a style of football that suggests he's going to be
here for a good time.
He's
going to
be loved by everyone for style of play. And then when he has to retire early, people are like, well, should have seen it coming. Look how he plays. That's how that's going to go. Yeah. Or he's going to be.
He'll be Giants legend. And then when people that like aren't watching football right now are too young, they look him up and they're like, really? This guy's a Giants legend? He only played for 6 years.
Jackson Dart plays the same way. He just does it at the quarterback position. Yeah. They got two guys who are uplifting a fan base who got a real shot not to make it through the season.
But see, that's why it ties into the Bryce Terang thing, because people love the borderline self-harm that the Giants are doing every week. That fans don't like the Bryce Terang. Yeah, it was just instinct. Sorry. Yeah. I thought I could, get an actual hit. Honorably, no, just get hit by it.
The problem is
wince and then go back to first.
Yeah, and of course it's all
go,
it's,
ah, and then okay.
It's it was followed up by striking out on a pitch outside the zone. So
that too.
It all came together to be awful. Yeah, as I said, he was not in a position to come through with an bat on ball type of situation. So he was going to have to get hit. He didn't do it, and now the Dodgers are up 1-0, and that followed. The Mariners absolutely taking apart the Blue Jays. So the Mariners are up 2-0 going home, and the Dodgers get game one. And this is why the Astros have to be contenders, because there's nothing stopping these evil forces from coming together. It happened last year because the Astros weren't good enough. Their only thing standing in the way of apocalypse in baseball, at least for this city, they got to get it together. What's next? What's next year? Of course, it'll be the Dodgers, because that's the one team we hate in the National League. Maybe there's some Cubs residue. I don't know. But the Cubs, come on. They're not,
yeah,
they're
Cardinals, not gonna, but they stink.
They stink. It's still the Dodgers as a team we can't stand, and they're in a position year after year to be great. So we went from the Rangers winning in 23 because the Astros couldn't take care of it, to the Yankees representing the AL because the Astros weren't good enough.
To the Mariners.
To the Mariners.
Being halfway there.
Halfway to another World Series. Who's next? What's on the list of things that would piss us off?
That really is like the big three.
That is the big three, right? It'll have to be a repeat performance. The Red Sox, we don't particularly like either. I guess it would be a Red Sox thing.
Yeah.
But as far as...
But at some point along the way, they probably would have beaten the Yankees or the...
Yeah.
You know, like... Yeah, no. I mean, there's no one in the Central that, like... Do people hate the Tigers?
Well, we had a guy call in earlier to John and Lance, and he was reliving A.J. Hinch's pulling of Zach Greinke and going to Will Harris. So maybe that would piss him off.
That was something a lot of people noticed.
Because of the Scooble thing?
That he screwed up the Scooble thing.
So if A.J. Hinch is involved in a World Series, maybe that would upset people with the Tigers. But I don't think it gets any worse than what's going on right now.
No.
And
the fact we have to talk ourselves into it, that probably tells you it's not.
Yeah, I didn't have to talk myself into this
Mariner-Dodger
potential World Series. Now, the Mariners are less hateful because Scott Service isn't there anymore, but still, who's looking for this?
Thank God, Scott Service.
We need a third AOS champion in the last three seasons. Astros, Rangers, and now... It's not, I'd like...
Angels, you're up next.
I feel like. Yeah. Albert Pujols couldn't get it done as a player. Let's hire him as a manager and see if he gets it done. Who else is out there that they could bring back who failed miserably?
Francisco Rodriguez, pitching coach.
Oh, I like K-Rod. I love K-Rod at the time. I was in California at the time. I love K-Rod. Garrett Anderson up to anything? What's he up to?
Do you think the rally monkey is still with us?
I don't know the lifespan of that monkey. He's not like an ape where they, I think they live longer.
Let's see.
Is a
rally monkey breed? Species?
I'm just typing, is a rally monkey still alive?
Angels species.
I don't think he's still alive. Yes! According to AI overview, the rally monkey mascot for the Los Angeles Angels is still active, though it's... No, that's not what I'm asking for. It's edited videos on the Jumbotron.
It's also Marcel from Friends?
Is that the same one?
I
know it's the same species.
According to AI overview.
I don't believe that.
I mean, it makes sense. It was in L.A.
It could. It could be. Who knows? I can't get any real information, but I hope that monkey's living. If it's still living, I hope it's living its best life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to help you guys do that, particularly if you like college football. A little bit later, we're going to give away tickets to the Cougs versus the Arizona Wildcats. The Cougs 5-1. We had Willie Fritz on earlier this morning. Team got a big win in Stillwater. They're going to try to get the 3-1 on Saturday. It's early at 11 a.m., so plan accordingly. It's homecoming, so they're going to have a lot of events there besides the game. So we're going to give away those tickets a little bit. So if you're thinking about how to spend your Saturday morning into the afternoon, maybe you want to do it out at TDECU to watch the Cougs play as they try to get another win. We've talked about it. Willie Fritz is the program builder, and yes, the Texas Tech game was a setback. It was a nice crowd out there, but Texas Tech is a playoff contender. Maybe the Cougs aren't there yet, but Saturday could be another step to maybe being real competitive in the Big 12 this year. And bowl eligibility. They're one win away already. We're getting to that point where announcers start talking about a team winning a game and being bowl eligible when the team clearly has far bigger goals because, you know, they've already got 6 wins 7 weeks into the season. I was like, hey, guys, you don't have to mention it for Georgia. You don't have to talk about it for Texas, although they're a little further away. If it's like FIU or Navy and they're having a good year, Navy is having a good year, then you can mention bowl eligibility. But for the big clubs, the big programs who are shooting for the playoffs, it's not a goal they actually want to be referenced. In fact, they don't want to play in a bowl game. I think that's the whole point, at least not a traditional one. So the Cougs probably don't fall into that category. Maybe Willie Fritz in year three will be knocking on the door of the playoff as things continue to move forward. So we'll give away those tickets a little bit. We will also do the Misery Index as well. If you want to join us, the number is 713-780-3776. We'll get to some other things. In fact, Arby's is being sued because apparently they don't have all the meats. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Some firing news in AFC South. And a funny list we're going to get to when we come back. I don't know if Chris Mannix did it because he's funnier than I thought he is, But he has his list of the best players in basketball. He did a top 100. And I don't know that Tari Eason's on this list either. But a couple Rockets are. And you put one Rocket next to a guy who he's kind of known, not to be compared to, but the very viral clip from last year that involved one Rocket, he put that Rocket next to the player who was also in that clip. So we'll do that when we come back. Once again, 713-780-3776. If you want to join us, we'll be here till noon, and we will be back.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
So, while we made fun of List in the summer, I only bring this up because the order caught my eye. Not because I have any real arguments about where these Rockets are placed. Chris Mannix of SI, we've played sound from him before. He has a top 100 list, and his most recent article is from 50 through 11. And Amen Thompson is at 48, Shingun's at 38, and KD is at 15. Now, that's not remarkable. We can have a conversation if you can win a title if you don't have a top 10 player. I think the Pacers would have proven that to be the case if they had done it, because as good as Tyrese Halliburton is, I don't know that anyone thinks he's a top 10 player.
Or at least definitely didn't, you know,
going into the season or the playoffs
list.
He may have ascended there as he kept making clutch buckets, but Shea wins an MVP. Clearly, he was an MVP voting the year previous. Clearly top 10 player. You just go through the last however many years and you can look at these NBA rosters and go, that's a top 10 player. The Rockets, at least according to this site, don't have one. And that's fine. Whatever. The season
Tyrese Halliburton on this list is 16.
So even after doing what he did,
is
there some Achilles not being around baked in? I don't know.
That'd be messed up.
It would be. So Amen Thompson is 48. So Sean, I did a little of the groundwork laying it out why I thought this was funny. Who do you think is number 47?
His twin brother?
No.
Oh. Okay. Oh, Tyler Hero.
Yes, it's Tyler Hero. I don't know if Mannix did that because, you know, he thought it's if you know, he thought it'd be funny. But yes, Amen Thompson's 48, and the guy he slung around in Houston last season is number 47. I don't care about the blurb so much, whatever. Whatever you think of the player, so be it. But I do think it's interesting that he just threw them together. You didn't get that by me, Chris Mannix, if you were trying something.
And John Morant, 44.
That's a precipitous drop from just a couple seasons ago.
He's below Franz Wagner.
Yeah, and John Morant already. Isn't he banged up again already?
Yeah.
Did they see that?
He's already missing time. I think he's week to week, which is not good because the NBA season starts
next week. Yes.
That seems bad.
He was at practice, but yes, as you said, the new coach of the Grizzlies, the one who did he come in last year as an interim?
Yeah.
He was on the staff of Taylor Jenkins.
Was it Isidore or something?
Isalo?
Isalo, yeah.
I-S-A-L-O. Two I's at the beginning of that name. Tomas Isalo. Week to week for John Morant. Yeah, it's not great. It's not great. Look, Zion's in the best shape of his life, apparently. At least aesthetically. We'll see how that works on the court. So he, this year, is going to enter the season available to play, and Ja Morant won't, which has been kind of a thing for the Grizzlies. That's why they had to make a couple of decisions. They traded away Desmond Bain because they wanted a reset, plus, you know, the Jaren Jackson extension. They just wanted to find some things out. And how do you find things out when your star point guard can't be expected to be on the court? So the Rockets don't have such issues other than Dorian Finney-Smith as he recovers from offseason surgery, but their starting five is set. It's been Reed Shepard, Amen Thompson, at least when Kevin Durant's out there. Tyrese and filled in for him, but Kevin Durant, Jabari, and Shingun, that'll be what their starting lineup is. They've been off for, has it been almost a week between games?
Yeah.
They'll have one more game, and it's being set up as a dress rehearsal.
I love it. Dress rehearsal preseason game. They try to take it away from us in the NFL. Now, basketball, we have the dress rehearsal
game. I'm trying to think what that actually means. Does that just mean that the rotations will be similar to what we'll see in the preseason? I mean, the regular season.
But that's what I assume.
But they'll play 25 minutes or so.
Oh, see, I assume.
Do you think they're going to play the whole game?
Maybe not, 36 or whatever, but probably like 32.
Looking at some of the games yesterday, the Heat were in Atlanta playing the Hawks, and they set it up as a dress rehearsal. None of their starters played more than 28. Norman Powell got the most. So I wonder and he played into the third quarter, didn't play into the fourth quarter. So I wonder if that'll be the case.
That is almost exactly what the NFL dress rehearsal
NFL used to be like. Yeah. So I wonder if the Rockets will do that, if the guys will take the floor to see what it's like after halftime. We'll see if that's the case, and if they get into the 25 to 26 minute range as they get prepared. The preseason's weird because some teams will play five games. Like the Rockets have only played two, and this will be their third. And do they have any other games on the schedule?
I don't think so.
In the preseason? I mean, we know, unless you play in the Hall of Fame game, that everyone gets three now in the NFL regular season. Excuse me. NFL
oh, they have
preseason.
Two.
They have two more?
Yeah, they have tonight against the Pelicans, and they have a Thursday against the Hawks.
Okay. I guess the Hawks game will be one where all the players we hope to never see play meaningful minutes play. As long as
I assume. Or very, very,
very, very few minutes. We'll see. Yeah. So, yeah, if you want a chance to see what you think, well, at least what Ime thinks this Rockets rotation should look like in the regular season, it'll be tonight. It'll be against the it's not even tonight. Why did I say that? It's
no, the Pelicans.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the NBA schedule. It keeps flipping on me. Oh. It is tonight against the Pelicans. So we'll see what the Rockets look like. Look, I think it's in Birmingham. Did we talk about this last week? Or it's not even in New Orleans. It's in Birmingham. So they'll get that game in, and then they'll probably sit the guys they want to sit, the ones that are important to get themselves ready for the Thunder, right? It'll be a Thunder Rockets to open up the regular season. Good matchup, good test, early tests, and we'll see what the Rockets have. So be on the lookout for that tonight. All right, we'll go to break. We will we'll get to the Arby's thing, because I've been to Arby's maybe once or twice in my life. I can't remember the last time I've been. It's probably been like 10 years or so. But they're getting sued. That promise that Ving Rhames makes to you, every time that commercial is over, apparently that's what got them in the trouble. And how they prepare their meat, because it's different from how it looks on television. So now they're getting sued, and the judge didn't throw it out. We'll talk about why Arby's is in trouble when we come back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
We spent time talking about, let's just say, my lack of interest in a certain chicken tender place where they're just where their chicken's actually just a shoveling system for the sauce, and the Texas toast is better than the actual chicken. But this isn't about them. This is about a restaurant that I don't have much familiarity with. Don't, like I said, didn't go to Arby's very much, maybe just a couple times. And to remind you, and this is part of the reason why Arby's is being sued, let's remind people of what Arby's tries to sell you.
Arby's, we have the meat.
According to a lawsuit, no, you don't. They're being sued because their ads makes the sandwiches appear to have at least 100% more meat than they really do. And they also made the meat look like rare roast beef when it's actually fully cooked. Arby's has lost its motion to dismiss the case. So, is it false advertising if the sandwich that you actually serve me doesn't represent what you show me in the commercial or what you tell me with the lovable dulcet tones of Ving Rhames. Let's hear Ving Rhames again, Sean.
Arby's, we have the meats.
You tell me you have the meats, but your sandwich says you don't. Isn't that how this always works, where the picture never looks as good, or the picture always looks better than the actual meal? Are we used to
Have
this?
You seen the video of like how they set up, like,
yeah, they put like stuff on it, like,
yeah, they put like clothespins in it to make it seem like, you know, to make it all sit perfectly,
of course.
And that the like lettuce is like perfectly manicured. Yeah, that's how this always.
It's always just been done. Now I will.
This is your first time getting a fast food burger? Like, all look crap.
I will say, and maybe these are just the worst versions of the real life product, that the side by side is damning.
Oh,
it's always damning. But these may be the worst sandwiches that they've ever produced in that certain restaurant. But I'm looking at the advertisement. And one looks, well, like a meal you might want to have, at least a sandwich you might want to have. The meal that you would get, who wants to eat this? Arby's getting sued. Mostly because of apparently they're lying to all of us with their false advertising. I don't know how Ving Rhames is going to recover. Now he's put voice to a company that's lying straight to our face.
Yeah, and, you know, probably won't be any more Mission Impossibles for him in the future. I don't know.
I feel like he's good.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I don't know. You're right. I don't know how much money he has.
Maybe he gets a Paramount Plus spinoff. I don't know.
But he can barely move. Like, he doesn't do anything in these movies. What, is he just going to sit in the van?
Yeah, but it's just in the van.
Extol, like, wisdom?
It's from the perspective of,
like, all he does is say Ethan very earnestly. And then goes on about how they're family or whatever he does now. He doesn't do anything anymore.
Ethan, you have 9 seconds to defuse this bomb.
Yeah. He's telling us the danger that we already know exists. But he does it very early.
He also tells us,
Arby's, we have the meats.
But that's a lie.
I mean, they have the meats.
But not...
It's not of the quantity and quality that you would like.
But when you hear that voice and him saying
and
it in that
music
tone,
too.
That makes it seem like they have all the meats at all times. And
Arby's, we have the meat.
And you'll never be unsatisfied by an Arby's sandwich. That sends a message that if you come to us, you're going to be telling us to stop giving you meat.
Hey, you're going to get this sandwich, and the first thing you're going to do is open it up and peel off some of the meats that are in there.
And you're going to say your eyes are too big for your stomach. That's what it says to me when I hear that voice and that music. But apparently, that's not the case. It's really unfortunate.
Yeah, I need to keep looking at the real life pictures, because the more that I play
Arby's, we have the meat,
the more I kind of want to go to Arby's.
Yeah, you don't allow the music to trick you or the voice.
Yeah, no, I need to keep
look at what's actually being served and go, you know what? I don't need the meats. Maybe you don't have them.
I would say these are, I don't know, bottom 25%. Quartile of Arby's or Arby's, like, you know, whatever, insert fast food restaurant here, burgers that you get. Like, this isn't like so bad that I can't believe that they gave it to you, but it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, roast beef.
Like, there's a lot of times where if you just like took a picture of the, like, whatever, Whataburger that you got, or, you know, McDonald's burger, you'd just be like, they would never sell these if this is the picture they had to use. But normally they taste fine, you know?
They just, do. Certainly do.
Yeah. But this one's like, it looks like they sat on it.
Yeah, I mean.
It also looks like they have the breads and not really the meats.
Well, you're not wrong there. And I guess roast beef isn't that appealing of a sandwich meat anyway.
It really isn't. That's why I don't
go to Arby's.
Normally go to Arby's.
Yeah. It's not. I've never had the thought.
I wish I had a roast beef sandwich.
I mean, if you go to a deli.
Yeah.
Or Jason's Deli, maybe you do that.
No, yeah.
But as a fast food item?
No. 17-year-old to make me a roast beef sandwich in 5 minutes. But no, that's not something I want.
I don't want a roast beef sandwich that comes in a cardboard container, or maybe it's or in a bag.
I don't want a roast beef sandwich that I don't have to get out of my car to have.
Yeah, well, that's my I don't want to drive through roast beef sandwich. I just don't know if Jason's Deli has one, so I don't want to use that. But
I'm not sure.
But I would like it served to me on a plate.
Yeah.
In a sit-down restaurant.
I would like either that or a situation like in a deli thing where I have to move from station to station as they make it.
Got it. Where you look at them cut it off.
Yeah. I want to see that.
Yeah, I don't want you pulling it out of your au jus sauce. For people who can't see, I put the au jus in quotes because I don't believe that's what it is in some places. All right, we'll go to a break with that.
I want to go to like Central Market or something
for a real one.
Yeah, not actually Arby's.
Yeah, but it's not. Maybe I'm doing a favor to somebody who serves roast beef that isn't Arby's.
Yeah, we 100% are doing that.
Yeah, so I'm not.
Arby's is probably not like. Yeah, please.
I'm not knocking roast beef on the whole. I'm just saying pick a different spot. And the people have spoken. We're suing this place because they've misled us, and so have you, Ving Rhames. How dare you?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I could trust him after Baby Boy. But
he wasn't a great guy there. He gave a great performance, but he wasn't a great individual.
I wouldn't say that guy was trustworthy.
No, I need him to get on Instagram and apologize.
Just a forward face, looking at his phone, just going, "What's up? What's up, guys? Ving Rhames here."
Look, most of the money went to Tom for those movies. I had to make a living, had high overhead, so I apologize for my part in tricking you.
Net worth.
I'm pretty sure that guy's fine. I don't know that.
Only $25
million. That's fine for him. I mean, when has he ever been the star of a movie? He's always been another character.
Yeah, Marcellus Wallace. Like, he's always been
even
guy
in really
in
good
movie.
Movies, he's been a guy. And he's... Yeah. Made a great living doing that.
He was in Lilo and Stitch.
See, he's a...
Not the most recent one.
He's a prime example of knowing what you got and not screwing it up. Because, Ving Rhames may have come to Tom Cruise and be like, you know what? I'm a bigger part of this movie than you think. Break me off.
Well, because he wasn't in... Was he not in one of them? No, he was in all of them. Never mind.
He saw something good here and said, I'm not screwing this up.
I mean, really, it's like... It's a little bit of the backup quarterback thing where he just seems like... He's just a really good hang for Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise likes him quite a bit. So, he wouldn't be in those movies. Yeah. You see what he does.
He was also in Con Air. Forgot about that.
Ah, he was good in Con Air.
Dirty, nasty freaks. Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not a great performer. It's just...
No, he's a... Some would say this might be his best performance.
Arby's, we have the meat.
If you look at those sandwiches and then you can muster together...
Arby's, we have the meat.
That's pretty good.
I think they gave him, they put in front of him the stuff they put in the commercials and say, hey, Ving, how would you let these sandwiches inspire you and give us your best performance? I don't think they put the actual sandwiches in front of him. There's no way. I mean, or maybe he's just better than I actually thought he is because it's not representative of what they're serving people. And that's not me saying it. That's the lawsuit saying it.
Yes.
They're being sued for their trickery, according to the lawsuit. We'll see if it actually holds up in court. All right, we'll go to break with that. When we come back, we'll give away tickets to the Cougs. They're playing Arizona. We'll tell you when you can win them and what number you have to be as far as callers. We'll do that. We'll do our misery index as well, because one fan base went from very miserable to maybe excited in under 24 hours. So we'll get to that. We'll talk about what went on in Red River and how OU fans might think of Brent Venables, and also some other programs as well who are feeling it after the weekend that was. We'll do that when we come back.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.